not finish our discussion on drawing closer to Him. And really, this subject is so vast and so wide, you could really never finish, but you could move on to something else. But today, I do want to continue on with this idea, this thought of drawing closer to the Lord. Are you ready? Okay, that's three of you. Are you ready? All right. Praise the Lord. Because it's hard when you make the statement, I want to draw closer to the Lord, because then it demands action on your part. As we did the demonstration last week, I think it was Dwayne, and I was saying that if Dwayne played the part of God, in order for me to get closer to God, I would have to make a move. God would not need to do anything. I would need to do something. And if I took a step towards Him, I'd be closer. So it's things that I need to do to draw closer to the Lord. Amen? And so I want to talk today about, again, drawing closer to Him and what that really means and what it looks like. And write this down. Laying aside meaningless things. Laying aside meaningless things. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. I'm going to look at verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12 and at verse 1. We're going to read it from the King James. I'm going to read it again from the Amplified. But the King James says this: "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside." Everyone say lay aside. "Lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run." Everyone say run. "Run with patience the race that is set before us." How many here today would consider themselves great in the area of patience? Not too many, huh? I don't know. Yeah, patience is something else, right? But we're called to operate in patience. The Amplified says this: "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin." Now, let me say this. We get accustomed to saying, "I'm going to stop sinning. I'm going to stop doing this." And we consider these things sinful, whether it's, I don't know, getting drunk, whatever, stop the sin. But the Bible is saying here, even beyond sin, the Bible is saying for us to lay aside those weights that hold us back from running the race well. So what I'm talking about is things that could be good and enjoyable, but they can become weights to your desire, to your goal to draw closer to the Lord. We'll call these things meaningless things. They're not sin, okay? But they are weights, and it prevents you from drawing closer to Him. This is a directive by God to us. Let me finish reading. "Stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us, let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us." What the Bible is saying here is we have to be cognizant that there are some things that we get entangled with that are not sinful, but they are weights to our race. They are weights to our race to run for Him. And think about this. There are some things, I believe, that God has been telling you to leave it alone. You're doing too much of this. You're doing too much of that. when I was dating Ola, I had a group of friends. The more I dated her, the less I hung out with them. All the men said, amen. You know the truth. And then your friends who were not dating want to know, well, what's up, man? Come on, man. And watch this. And then you made a decision that your buddies wanted to go here, but the girl you were dating had other plans. More often than not, you went on with your girl with other plans, and you told your fellas, I can't make it tonight. Right? You made a decision. And so what the writer is saying here is there's going to be decisions that you will have to make with your time and your energy if you want to draw closer to the Lord. In my mind, I had a desire to draw closer to Sister Ola. And so what that meant in real time was that the guys I used to run around with and enjoy my time with, I had to cut some of that time away, take that time and energy, and devote it to her. Now listen, hanging out with them was not sinful, right? But I made a decision, I'm going to take this time and spend it here. Huh? Because my desire was to draw closer to her. So what the Bible is saying here is we have to make a decision, all right, to lay aside certain things so that we might become closer to him. Everyone's life is different, all right? Your weight may not be my weight. Your weight may not be her weight. But all of us have weights that we're carrying, trying to run with the Lord, or trying to draw closer to the Lord, but we're carrying this weight. And what those weights do, those weights demand time. They demand time. Somebody could be mad with me today. Watch this. I've never seen so many young adults and maybe almost grown men in video games. Don't be mad at me. You gonna be y'all mad? Y'all mad? And what happened? The video game is not a sin. It's not a sin. Not sinful. I mean, if you enjoy it, whatever you're doing, not sinful. What it can become, though, is a weight. Because of the time and the energy that we spend in that won't allow us to do the things which are necessary to draw closer to the Lord. So the Amplified used this phrase, entangled. We can get entangled in it. Amen? Weights can not, it could be also wanting just the newest thing that's out there. Right? It could be weights. I got to get the newest thing. I always talk to you about myself, right? So I'm tell you again about myself. I'm in Costco. And I'm walking around the aisles where the new electronic gadgets are, right? In my mind, I'm saying, man, it'd be nice to have a nice sound bar. Yeah, a good, nice sound bar. A sound bar, this little long thing that project, if you know what you're doing, it'll project the sound out like you're in the movie theater, right? And so I'm in Costco. I went there to get something else, right? But I have this route I take when I go through Costco to see what they got new, and I saw that. I said, and then I told myself, I deserve it. In my mind, I don't care what Ola say. I deserve that. I'm working every day. I deserve that. And so into the cart it goes. I bring it home and I get it set up, you know, and hear the sound. Then after a while, you think about, did I really need that? Right? No. Watch this. Sometimes you get entangled in things, and you get what you think you want, and then once you get it, you think, do I really need that? Those things can entangle you and take you away from the things of God. Are you listening to me? So the directive from the writer is, listen, you got to lay it aside. That means this. You have to actively say, I'm going to stop doing this and do this instead. All right? And you know what you're doing. I'm not in your house. You know what you're doing. You know where your time is spent. You know how much time is spent doing X. Again, it's not a sin, but it is a weight. And it holds you back from running the race. And while you could be maybe seeking God's face, you could be reading His word, you could be praying, you're not, because you're entangled with this. While God is sitting here on the side, and then we pick Him up again on Saturday night so that we can be ready for Sunday morning. Lay aside, what are the things you are willing to cut away? What are the things you are willing to cut away to devote that time and that energy to Him? Is it a program? Is it a hobby? What are you willing to cut away? Because watch this. All these things, they're going to pass away. They're going to pass away. They're going to pass away. You're going to pass away. Go with me to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. I believe it's in verse, I think, 23, Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Yeah, Luke chapter 9, verse 23. And it says, and he, being the Lord Jesus, said to them all, if any man will come after me, watch this, let him deny himself, deny yourself, and take up his cross and follow me. The Amplified says this, and he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he must deny himself. And what this means is you must be willing to set aside selfish interests. I got to be able to set it aside. I got to be able to set it aside. If I want to follow him, I must be willing to set those things aside to follow him. Because watch this, I can't draw closer to him carrying all that weight. He's going to demand certain things of me to draw closer to him, and I must be willing to lay those things away. If not, I'm not fit to be his disciple. Are you following me? Amen? You must express a willingness to endure whatever may come and follow me. It means believing in me, conforming to my example in living, and if need be, suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me. If we're going to draw closer to him, be his fruitful disciple, we must be willing to deny ourselves. And you may say, well, Pastor, I can't do that. Yes, you can. Philippians 4:13 says what? Well, you know what it says? It says, I can do all things. So I can lay it aside. Right? I can lay it aside. Now watch this. Certain things God is not going to remove. You must make the decision to lay it aside. Certain people God is not going to remove. You have to make a decision. I'm not going to hang out with them anymore. Certain things, I know you hate it when we talk about this, that God's not going to remove off of your plate. You must decide. I love bacon. Amen? I love bacon. But for me, I know when I eat bacon, my blood pressure goes up. I have to make a decision, right? And sometimes decisions can be difficult, right? I just got back from Louisiana for a few days, visiting my folks. And we stay at this hotel, the Embassy Suites. And every morning they have this breakfast. They have like a pan full of bacon. And so I looked at it, Molly. I looked at it. But I made a decision. I'm not going to eat it because of my health. Amen? Listen, you have to make a decision. You have to lay certain things aside if your goal is to draw closer to Him. Now, if our goal is just to live a carnal Christian life, then just do what you do. But if your goal, your desire to live this spirit-filled, fantastic, Christ-led life, we have to lay certain things aside. And God's going to speak to our hearts when we go certain places. He'll say, I don't want to go there anymore. When we watch certain things on TV, He's going to say, I don't want to watch that anymore. And you're going to say, but I like this TV show. And God's going to say, yeah, but I don't. He's not going to blind you. He's not going to break down your TV. You will have to decide whether drawing closer to Him is more valuable than watching or going or doing. And if you decide to choose to watch, to go, to do, then what you're saying is He's not as important to you as this is. And watch this. This will pass away. It will pass away. See, if you are born again, you have everything that you need to have to lay aside certain things that do not point you or get you closer to the Lord. And you have to decide whether being with Him is more important, right, or doing the things that your flesh enjoys to do. The next thing here about drawing closer to the Lord is changing your conversation. Are you willing to change your conversation? Go with me to Proverbs chapter 18, I think. Proverbs chapter 18. I think it's verse 21. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. No, watch this. If this is your desire to really draw closer to Him, God's going to speak to your heart when things that you watch or go that offend Him, He's going to say, don't do that anymore. Then watch this. There are certain programs you may watch, and they will, and I'll give the initials GD. Right? And so what that means, that's wrong. Amen? It's offensive to your Father. Amen? And so you may say, but I like the program. But the program uses the language that dishonors your Father. So you have to decide whether or not you want to continue to watch the program that dishonors your Father, or you're going to say, because it dishonors my Father, I'm going to cut the program loose. Are you listening to me? Now, this is only if you want to draw closer to the Lord. So Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says death, let's read it together, okay? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. There is life and death in your tongue. If we're going to draw closer to the Lord, we'll have to change our conversation and what we say and how we say things. Amen? I know parents don't do it now, but maybe they did it some years ago and call their kids crazy or dumb or stupid. Don't do that. Don't call your spouse crazy, dumb, or stupid. Amen? Don't call your boss crazy, dumb, or stupid. Amen. Amen. Amen again. Watch this. Watch this. Because you are called to honor the office that person is in. You may not agree. You may not like it. But we have to change our conversation. What we say and how we say it. Amen. Stop cursing yourself. Stop saying you can't do this. You can do this. Amen. You are more than an overcomer, right? You are a child of the living God. It starts in your tongue, changing your conversation. I will draw closer to the Lord. I will get up and pray. I will get up and read my word. I will do it. You got to change your conversation. Change your conversation deals with the no longer tearing down people with your words. And we're good at it. Tearing down people with our words. Change your conversation. As I shared with you before, we're so good at saints as it, we call ourselves praying in a group, but we're tearing them down. Well, Lord, you know that Brother Cole, he's a drunk and no good. And God, no, see, that's foolishness. You're tearing them down in front of other people. Change your conversation. Now, watch this, and you know this to be true. If you don't have anything good to say about someone, what should you do? Keep your mouth shut. Now watch this. This goes for being at work as well. Amen. Listen, your greatest ministry outside of your home is at your job. Because more often than not, the greatest amount of unsaved people are at your job. And you may be one of the only few Christians on your job. Right? So you have this huge opportunity to be a light on your job, but your conversation has to align itself up. You can't say one day I'm a born-again believer and the next day talk about your coworker or your boss. Change your conversation. Then listen to this, because everything that we say, God is listening. And the Bible says he's going to bring that into an account. Why did you say this? Why did you say this? Change your conversation. That's going to help you draw closer to the Lord. And change your understanding of what's required of you. Go with me to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 2 and verse 12. Philippians 2 and verse 12. It says, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Everyone say, work out. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Confessing the Lord Jesus as your Savior, believe it in your heart that God raised him from the dead and thou shalt be saved. Amen? But after that, there's a life that we have to live. There's a life that we have to live. There is this sanctification process that we need to walk through. And if we're going to be successful in that, it requires us to work certain things out. And I know it has been said that it doesn't take all that. Let me tell you, it does. It takes all of that and even more. It takes sacrifice, willing to lay things aside. Amen? If our goal is to draw closer to him, if we want to just, how many are, you have to get to the point where you're no longer satisfied where you're at. I'm no longer satisfied with my prayer life. I'm no longer satisfied with my walk. You have to get to the point where you're no longer satisfied, and then what God does, he allows you to develop this hunger for him. And this hunger will look like you will turn TV off. You will stop going here or going there because this huge hunger is now in you because all you want is him. It reminds you of the day or the times when you first gave your life to Jesus. And all you wanted was him. Any witnesses out there? All you wanted was him. All you wanted was him. And what the Lord is saying is, go back to when you first started. So let me bring this up. And married couples, if I'm wrong, please forgive me. There is a tendency that after a number of years of marriage, what we did in the beginning of the marriage, we no longer do. Amen? And he or she may say, well, why don't you do this anymore? And we have legitimate reasons. We got kids. Amen? We got a job we got to go to. We got this, we got that. And so what we used to do, we no longer do it. And it has become the same way in our Christian walk. And we no longer want to fast like we used to. We no longer want to study like we used to. And we have excuses. You know, why we don't do it. Well, I've got to do this. I've got to do this. Or I ain't got time for this. You know, here's a phrase. God, you know my heart. You know I love you. Yeah, God knows you love him. Yeah. But if we want to draw closer to him, keep that fire burning, there are some things we'll have to do and things we'll have to stop doing in order to draw closer to him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get it, though? Huh? There has to be a willingness to lay things aside. And where there's no willingness to lay it aside, it won't happen. And we'll go through life. You don't have it, but go with me. You don't have it, Margo, but go with me to the book of Revelations. Revelations chapter 3, I believe. Yes, Revelations chapter 3. And we're going to look at verses 14 and 15 and 16 and maybe even 17 as well. Talking about drawing closer to the Lord. Okay. Verse 14 says, to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen and trusted and faithful and true witnesses, the beginning and origin of God's creation. It says, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold, which could be invigorating or refreshing, nor hot, healing or therapeutic. I wish you were cold or hot. This is what the Lord is saying. All right, you have it. I know thy works, thou art neither cold nor hot. This is the Lord speaking to the church or to a certain dispensation in the church age, which many believe the dispensation is now, that you are neither cold nor hot. There are surveys taken from time to time, and they'll ask people, do you believe in God? Or they'll ask the question, are you a Christian? And they will say, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. And watch this. And everyone's life is busy. But if you ask them, do you read the Bible, they'll say, no. Well, how are you going to live this Christian life like reading the Word of God? But we'll say that we're Christians, right? We say this whole nation is what? Christian nation, right? It says, I would that I were cold or hot. Give me the next verse. You got the next verse, Margo? No. Well, let me, yeah. So then, because thou art, everyone say lukewarm. Either I want hot water or cold water. Amen? Hot water for tea, or cold water to refresh, right? I don't want no lukewarm water. Amen? No. It says, so then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, then this is what he's saying to the church at Laodicea, the dispensation we are in right now, because you're not coming after me wholeheartedly, because there's no hunger for me, because you are only a Christian and word only or name tag only, because your name is on the roll, but you're really not involved, you're lukewarm. And we have to ask ourselves this question, which is a hard question to ask and answer. But you have to ask ourselves, am I lukewarm? I'm not cold, but I'm not hot. It is a question that each of us must answer. To be carnally minded and to only do the thing that satisfy our flesh brings about death. Where are the words of that song you sung, that second song that you sung? Help me find my own flame. Where are those words at? Says, I don't want to ride on somebody else's passion. Huh? I don't want to find that I'm just dry bones. I don't want to come home and tell people what a good time it was at church, and I wasn't involved with it. I saw it. I saw the men and women coming to the altar. I saw them cry out to the Lord. I saw it. And I'll tell my friends what a great time we had, but I wasn't involved with it. I don't want to ride on somebody else's passion. I don't want to find that I'm just dry bones. But this is what I want. This is what I want. I want to burn with unquenchable fire. That means I'm willing to lay aside everything that's going to hold me back from drawing closer to Him. Because the closer I get to Him, the hotter I become. Huh? Deep down inside me, it coming alive. Then it says this. It says, help me find my own flame. Do you want to live a life that you talk about how it used to be? How mom and daddy used to be? How it used to be back in the good old days? You know, we were at church, X, Y, and Z. It sure was good. That's living on somebody else's passion. Huh? Help me find my own fire. Come up here again and get ready to play because we're going to sing this. It says, I want the real thing. I want the real thing. You know, the commercial years ago, talk about the Coke. Remember that? Talking about the real thing? I'm not going to criticize anybody, but I kind of will. I'm going to criticize somebody, I'm sure. You know, when they have these fake Coke products. They call them something else. I don't want a fake. No, give me the real. If we have a Coke, give me a Coke, right? I don't want something like a Mr. Pibb or something like that. I don't want none of that. I want the real thing, right? I want the real thing. I want your burning desire. It says, do what only you can do in my heart today. And is that your desire? Is that, are you willing to lay aside everything else to draw closer to him? You can have more of him, but you got to be willing to lay aside the weight. Again, I'm not talking about worry about the sins. You understand that. But it's those weights that entangle us and prevent us from being on fire. Stand to your feet, everyone, and we're going to sing this. Hallelujah. And if you desire that, man, just right where you're at, you can just cry unto the Lord. If you desire more of him, right where you're at, let where you're at be your altar. Let that be the place where you encounter God. Yes, Lord. Watch this. The Lord spoke to Ezekiel, and he was in this valley, right? And the valley was full, well, the Bible says, dry bones. And he said, Ezekiel, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, well, Lord, you know. I don't know. And so he commanded Ezekiel to begin to speak to those bones. And you know the story. The bones began to jangle and to clangle, and they came together. Listen, I don't want us to be a valley of dry bones. Huh? Let me see again. I don't want us to be a valley of dry bones. Huh? I want us to be vibrant and alive, amen? Challenging people and pointing people to the Lord Jesus, amen, by our life. But it demands that we lay aside things that hold us back. And you must be willing to lay it aside. Because if you do not, if we do not, we will become this valley of dry bones having no impact. Amen? How many want it? Don't you want it? Don't you want more? There's more. There's more. There's more. There's more. There's more for you. There's more for me. God is so big and so deep. We can dig deep and find more of him, but you got to want it. Hallelujah. You got to want it. Huh? You got to want it. You got to want more than what you have now. You want to get deeper in him. I don't want to end up at dry bones, living on yesterday and how it used to be. But I want you to know the Spirit of God is alive and well. Amen? And he's willing to meet you wherever you want to meet. So watch this. Get up early in the morning. Stay up late at night. Huh? Steal away during the midday. Amen? And run to him. He'll meet you right there. Do you believe that? So you're willing to lay aside the weight to draw closer to him? Amen? Yeah. Man. I don't know. For some reason, I feel like that we just need to come to the altar. Huh? So you're going to sing that song again, all right? And those that really want to come to the altar. Come to the altar, and then we're going to pray. Just come to the altar. If this is what you want, just come out of your rows, your aisles, and we're going to sing together, hallelujah, and cry out to the Lord, hallelujah, that we don't want to be this valley of dry bones, hallelujah. We want more. We want more of the Lord, hallelujah. Come on, sing it again. Sing with us. Don't want to do it. No. Yeah. Just. Hallelujah. Yes. 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 Don't want to do it? Yeah. No. I want to burn. Burn with the super fire. Yes, Lord, we desire it, oh God. Desire it, oh God. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. So, Father, here we are. We're gathered here at your altar. And this group here today, God, saying we need more of you. And so, God, we know it requires us to give us more to you. And so, God, this group here today, God, we are willing to lay aside weights. God, you've spoken to some already. And you told them, can you let that go for me? Can you not go here?
can you stop doing this? God, you've told many of us, oh God. And God, by our acts of faith, God, we've moved to this altar and say that we're willing to surrender more of ourselves to you. Because we want more of you, oh God. We pray that you would increase in our life, oh God. God, that you would do only what you can do. God, that you would set us on fire, that it would surprise ourselves, oh God. Hallelujah. God, that you would put a passion in us, God, that's unquenchable, oh God. That our desire for you be more than our desire for anything else, oh God. More than work, more than spouse, more than family, more than anything, God, that we want you. So, God, we pray that you would pour your spirit out in us, oh God. Here we are, oh God, your children, oh God. We don't want to be dry bones. Live your life through us, oh God, I pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give of ourselves to you today, oh God. Hallelujah. Have your way, oh God, in us. Hallelujah, God. Give us a passion, oh God, for you. Hallelujah, oh God. And so, God, we thank you for your presence, oh God, that is here, oh God. Thank you've placed a desire in us, oh God, to lay aside everything that would so easily entangle us, oh God, and prevent us, oh God, from being everything that you called us to be. God, we don't want to be a church of Laodicea. We don't want to be lukewarm, oh God. We don't want to be lukewarm, oh God. We don't want to be lukewarm, oh God. Set us on fire, I pray, oh God. Set us on fire, oh God. Set this body on fire. God, and so we receive you today and everything that you have for us, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just tell the Lord right now that you surrender to him. Just tell the Lord. You tell the Lord right now to surrender to him. Tell him he's listening to you. Tell the Lord. You're willing to give up that you might gain him. Christ gave up everything to come and please the Father. Let the Lord know what you're willing to give up. I won't do that anymore, Lord. I won't watch that anymore, oh God. All I want is you. More of you, oh God. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. And he's listening to you. And he knows your heart. He knows your heart. He knows you have a desire for him. Hallelujah. Fill him with your spirit, oh God. Set their prayer life on fire, oh God. As they pray, oh God, you pray through them, oh God, by your Spirit. God, as they read your word, oh God, God, that the words would jump off the pages, oh God, and attach themselves to their hearts, oh God. Let your word come alive to them because of this moment. Hallelujah. Surrender ourselves to you, God, here at this altar. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Set us on fire, oh God. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. I know you want more. I know you want more. And the Lord knows it too. You want more. Hallelujah. In fact, he put that dissatisfaction in you. because he wants to draw you closer to himself. Hallelujah. That's why you've been hungry. That's why you've been dissatisfied. He's drawn you to himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's calling you to lay that stuff aside. He knows you're not walking in sin, but just say, lay that stuff aside that you might draw closer to me. Yes, he's going to do great and marvelous things in you because of your commitment to draw closer to him. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Even as you pray, you will notice a difference in your time of prayer. As you pray for others, things will happen. As you lay hands on the sick, yeah, they will recover in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yeah, today you will notice the difference. Hallelujah. You'll go home and you'll be different. Yes. Hallelujah. Because of today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Pour out on us, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Bless your name, O God. Yeah. Come here, Cole. You give us a closing prayer. Get a mic. Come here, Cole. Get a mic. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. There's something about just waiting. We'll wait for a moment. Hallelujah. God's doing something in someone's life here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. 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 And this is what you needed today. Hallelujah. You needed this today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you are no longer be satisfied with the status quo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my. Oh my. Your walk is about to be different. Hallelujah. Yeah. I hear the word hunger. I hear the word hunger. Hunger. Yes, Lord, hunger. Yes. Hallelujah. I hear the word hunger. Yeah. I hear the Lord saying this, like you are hungry for natural food, when you get to the point when you have not eaten, and all you can think about is satisfying that desire, that hunger. He's saying this is what he's putting in you. And this desire that cannot be satisfied with anything else but him. Yes, 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 yes. Not food, not that friendship, not relationship. He's put a desire in us that can only be satisfied by him. Hunger. Putting the hunger in you. Putting hunger in you, Kevin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Putting the hunger in you, son. That will only be desired, satisfied by the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, hunger. We are hungry for the Lord. We are hungry for the Lord. This church, this body is hungry for the Lord. We will not end up as dry bones. Hallelujah. 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 And so when you leave this place, you'll be different. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and close this out, Cole. Give us a closing prayer. Hallelujah.
Lord, I just ask that you satisfy that hunger, Lord. I pray that you satisfy it to the way that you see fit, Lord, not the way that we think we see fit, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord, not ours. I pray that we all get home safely. We have a great week, Lord. And we take the spiritual food that you give us and we share it just like we would with natural food, Lord. We share our spiritual food that comes straight from you. So we can end someone else's spiritual hunger. Someone who doesn't know. Someone who's questioning, like they want to know. Anyone who's like, why did all bad things, you know, it's just like, I'm really depressed right now. I just need something. I need something. Alcohol's not doing it. Drugs aren't doing it. What do I need? They need you. And let us be that plate that they can eat from, Lord. And I pray that we all get home safely. In Jesus' name, amen.